an unexpected year-end inventory. When he audited his folders for a week and deleted a third, he finally saw it clearly. Knowledge audit is not trash collection. It is revaluing scattered experience. Subtitle: From messy piling to inventoryable assets. In January 2026, Ming Su, a 32-year-old operations lead in Hangzhou, did something no one asked for before the year-end review. He opened every project folder from the past 3 years and counted. The result silenced him: 347 documents, fewer than 40% opened again within half a year. The rest were either drafts abandoned at the third revision or placeholder files labeled might be useful later. We don't lack knowledge, we lack a map. The same methodology was written by three teams, each with a different name, and none could find the others, he said in the review, with the frustration of someone suffocated by duplicated labor. More painfully, 17 key retrospectives were scattered across different people's WeChat favorites and group chats, with not one backup on the company server, ready to evaporate the moment someone changed phones. Sue's turning point began with the line, "Don't rush to write new things, first see the old clearly." The first hurdle of knowledge audit is not under production but unclear household inventory. Many teams pin hope on write more, but the more you pile, the messier it gets, search cost rises instead, and a newcomer facing 50 same-named docs eventually stops searching. That week he drew a diagram. On the left, experience scattered everywhere. On the right, inventoriable, valuable assets. The gap between them was the extra half hour spent finding materials each time. The change did not start with buying a system, but with a small rule, two concentrated audits a year, and the fuse of knowledge audit was lit. What knowledge audit is, simply put, is a systematic count and valuation of what knowledge exists, in whose hands, whether it is still worth it, where it should go within an organization. It differs from file organizing because organizing only handles placement, not value. Audit is not trash collection, it is revaluation, said a manager who led a 60-person operations middle platform. His most valuable move was not deleting documents but marking which experiences deserve to become standard parts. A team that does not audit always runs a muddled account, the same plan done three times, the same customer script written in three versions, the same pitfall retrospective hidden in three phones, assets never on the books. For key traits, countable, valuable, placeable, retireable. Knowledge management without these four just moves mess from desktop to cloud drive. Still unfindable. When you tag a document with applicable scenario, owner, expiry and place an experience where it can be searched, the team owns a knowledge balance sheet for the first time. What the organization buys is not more documents but a clear bottom line. The end of knowledge audit is letting every piece of experience know where it is, what it is worth, and when to retire. Sue later defined knowledge audit in four sentences. First see what exists, then value how much, then place it where it belongs, finally retire the expired regularly, break any link and the account stays fake. It sounds like administration, but it is infrastructure, without inventory. So-called knowledge management just moves waste paper to a new home, and returns to zero after the third personnel change. Three types of knowledge worth auditing. The first is tacit knowledge in individual heads and favorites. Someone's intuition of why this playbook works, most valuable and most easily lost, because it was never registered. The second is collaborative documents, plans, retrospectives, scripts, templates, written and searchable. Easiest to build and easiest to grow into weeds, without valuation it rots. The third is process and standard parts, standard operations, checklists, reusable templates. Most reusable. A newcomer meets the bar by following the lever that turns strong individual into strong team. Judgment knowledge is especially precious in audit. Who decided, on what basis, what was abandoned? Such decision archives stop later people from repeatedly overturning, saving directional waste. Story type knowledge is undervalued in audit. One campaign turnaround, one complaint resolution, builds newcomers feel better than regulations, and that is how trust is built. List the three types and you'll find most teams audited only the second, and only counted quantity not value. The first and third are where the real gap opens. Sue's approach, every half year, 3 days to audit each of the three types, small but unbroken. In a year, he cleared 200 plus documents to merge or retire, and the base had a net value for the first time. Audit is not one big cleanup. Like bookkeeping, see clearly a little each time. The bottom line slowly becomes real, compound interest visible. The minimum move of inventory. Inventory most fears the fantasy of build a full ledger. What actually works is a small loop where register, value, place, and retire connect head to tail, small enough for one person to maintain. We tried all hands filling asset forms, completion 7%, switched to audit one line when a big project ends, and precipitated 180 plus entries, Sue said, the smaller the action, the more it survives. Register, tag documents on output, same day, value, mark applicable scenario and value tier, not into miscellaneous, place, put where searchable, retire, expired gets flagged off. The test is simple. Can a newcomer or bystander, without asking anyone, find where this kind of experience actually is, which version is latest? If yes, the loop is open. Many knowledge bases built but untrusted have only registration without valuation, documents buried deep, found but not knowing which is latest, reuse impossible. Sue added two fields to